Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Podcast listeners, Summer Jam Through the Years is a documentary-style podcast mini-series exploring four summer jams through four decades, hosted by me, Laura Styles. All episodes of our first season are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. Check it out to hear stories from behind the scenes like Jay-Z and Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson!
The year Nicki Minaj refused to perform.
I know there's some chicks here waiting to sing Starships later. I'm not talking to y'all right now.
And how the show went on despite COVID and a hurricane. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
WQHT-FM, HD1, New York, Ebro, in the morning goes 97 minutes commercial-free at 7.
Commercial-free.
Commercial-free. Hot 97.
Uman. Shout out to the women out there, man. I was thinking yesterday after all of our discussions about Roe v. Wade, how much just energy, negative energy, is constantly placed on women. Like, dudes, imagine if the whole world was talking about how your body function.
And try to tell you what you need to do.
Yo,
with the
man.
Body that you have never experienced.
Like, when you put it through that lens, hopefully that makes it more real for some dudes. But I think it also plays in, Laura, to what we was talking about yesterday with how we're still so close to a time as a culture where women and men view women as some sort of property.
Yeah.
Or as something to belong to someone else.
Yeah.
Other than their own being.
Yeah.
We're still so close to that time where there's literally people that have not, and cultural groups, religious groups, cultural groups, the whole thing, that just have not evolved away from that idea. That woman's womb belongs to the family. That woman's womb belongs to me. That woman's womb has an obligation to someone, something, or some movement.
That woman needs to be more careful. That woman needs to make better choices. That woman needs to dress a certain way so she won't attract the wrong attention. It continues. That conversation continues to this day. And like you said, in social groups, in religious groups, in cultural groups, the same thing.
Woman,
so
woman,
sad.
Woman. That anxiety and stress, though, Laura, what is that like?
I think most of all, it's just super frustrating. And it's just frustrating. Because even with our open discussion yesterday, like, I still got messages like, well, you guys need to practice safe sex. You guys need to, what you have to do. And it's just, you know, it's never a conversation. The males are never included.
Or never responsible.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
Yeah. Do you feel that as a woman, like if you zoom out, you know, 30,000 feet and look at yourself and how you feel about things? Or not feel about things. Do you feel as though there's things that if you really thought about it, it would make you more upset or more have more anxiety, but you become accustomed to it as a cultural thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially when you, I've been very fortunate to have a close relationship with my mother when I've heard of everything that she's gone through in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all the awful situations that she was put in. And, you know, and her telling me how, I remember when I was a teenager, her telling me how happy she was that, you know, it's a different time now. You don't have to experience that.
Mm.
And then when I get angry and I'm passionate about subjects like choice, being pro-choice, people had the nerve to be like, why are you posting all this pro-abortion stuff? You just had a baby. Exactly. I am doing it because I have a daughter and I want her to have
a
choice.
I chose it.
Yes. Number one, I chose to have a daughter, but also I want her to have a choice.
Well, yo, even when you see that, you just realize how unintellectual some people are to even say that.
And how much people still hold on to this, you know, this idea of their faith and their beliefs should be forced upon everyone else. And that's what aggravates me the most.
But even the pro-life, pro-choice, like the, when somebody says to you, if you're not intellectual or not tuned in, and I know people are going to, minds are going to be blown. There are humans walking right now, maybe even listening, that if you were to ask them, are you pro-life? They would say, of course I am. Because they don't know that pro-life means you're against abortion. And if you were to say, are you pro-choice? They would say, of course I am. You can choose. They don't know that pro-choice is for abortion.
It's having that right to choose whether you want to do it or not.
Exactly.
And then also I think what's so infuriating too is just the lack of support for mothers. Mental health support. We've discussed many times on this show not only the black maternity disaster that we have in this country because black women die at high numbers, but just overall also for all women, period. That women are not supported mentally, physically. Like, people were shocked when, you know, when I told them we opened up the phone lines one time and we talked to women who had to go back to work in the United States the next day after giving birth because they had to pay that rent. They had to pay for those bills a week, 2 days.
Yeah, man.
It's the most, you know, we're supposed to be one of the greatest countries in the world, and yet this is how we treat our women.
I think we moved on from that. I think I know on this program, the greatest country in the world combo, I mean, that's it's nuanced. You know what I'm saying? There's definitely clear evidence that we ain't in many ways.
And that's what's frustrating the most because I just wish we had better tools for women who want to be mothers. Financial support, mental health support. Mental health support is so important because women suffer from postpartum in silence. It's a lot.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's time. Laura wants to lose, though. Let's not let this conversation deter us from the fact that Laura is ready to lose today.
No, I'm not. Let's go.
Even though those that tuned in yesterday know how cheated I was.
Oh, my God, Ebro.
I got tweets in the tens. Tens of tweets.
In the tens of tweets.
Listen, we listened to our executive producer, and he said, go.
Well, clearly the commish, a.k.a. producer Griff, needs to look at it. We need to have a what is that meeting called they have when the season's over for sports? The rules and bylaws meetings, whatever it's called. Right.
It was controversial.
Adriana and Shawna, you have no.
Look, I'm just doing my job.
Yeah,
here,
exactly.
You know,
you're just a cog in the wheel. You're just a cog in the wheel of the oppressive system that's keeping me from victory.
I mean, you know what it is.
Adriana.
In America, right?
Exactly. I'm used to it. I'm accustomed. I'm calloused.
Good morning,
Adriana,
good morning.
What's happening? Good morning.
Good morning.
Not much. On my way to work.
Carlos, what's happening?
Hey, bro.
We here. You listened yesterday? You heard me get robbed?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Yo, that was crazy, right? It was crazy. Yo.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yo, it was a mess. It was a mess, bro.
That was the first real controversial.
Listen, we know the league is falling apart. The governing body that oversees Lord Never Loses has been falling apart for some time. Something like the U.S. government. It's moving in tandem.
This is America.
You know what I'm saying? Adriana, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stiles?
We're going to go for Laura. She's going to win again today.
That's right.
All right, Adrian. Right. I'm focused.
6 seconds on the clock. Shawna with the question.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never Loses.
All right. Here we
go.
All right. Who did Chris Brown say
Ebro.
Passed on? Ebro.
Chris Brown said Diddy passed on signing him when he was a young
man. When he was 12 years old.
Puff
That's a
Daddy.
Fact. That's a fact. Okay. How many chambers are in the human
Laura.
Heart?
Bro.
Laura.
I think four.
Four. Tie four. Game. Who did a tribute to Virgil?
Ebro.
Laura.
That was Kendrick Lamar.
At Paris Fashion Week. That's correct.
Okay.
Richard Nixon made which
Ebro.
Holiday? Ebro.
Richard Nixon made, let's see.
Three, two, one.
Veterans Day holiday.
Incorrect.
Oh. Okay.
Richard Nixon made which holiday that falls in June a national holiday?
June? Father's
is
Day.
Is a holiday in June?
Father's Day is correct. That is
that's
correct.
That's a is that you don't get no time off from work.
I know. It's like, Live Nation is working
Ebro.
With Ebro. Oh.
Live Nation is,
Oh, I know.
Three, working with New York City to put a skating rink
two.
In Central Park.
Word? That's fire. Incorrect.
Okay, finish the question.
Live Nation is working with what artist to donate $1 million to Planned Parenthood?
That would be Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Lizzo is correct. Laura
wins.
Yay! Yay, mama, congratulations. You got tickets
Yo,
to see Post
Laura's so happy she got a legitimate win finally.
At Madison Square Garden, wow. Girl. Have fun.
Yo, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
There you go. Adriana, we love you for listening. Carlos, be safe. Laura, trying to legitimize the governing body over Laura Never Loses. I mean, listen, you got the Supreme Court and you got Laura Never Loses governing body. No credibility at all. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, we will talk about WNBA star Brittany Griner and what's happening to her. She's back in court, and I'll give you all the details coming up next.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
My chemistry is going. Can you cause a chain reaction?
Do the move. Yeah, Pepper man. Seed. Pepper Seed. Right. That was Pepper Seed era.
That was Pepper Seed.
That was Pepper Seed era for sure. Right. Let's go, flashing lights, Lauren Staff.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
So WNBA superstar Brittany Griner appeared in a Russian court on Monday for an important hearing on a drug case. Now, she looked okay, but, you know, she had previously been ordered to remain in a pre-trial detention until at least July 2nd. But at the proceedings, a July 1st trial date was set for her, nearly 5 months after she was originally detained in Russia. For those of you guys who don't know, she got caught with hashish oil in her luggage at the airport. Now, Griner, who was ordered to stay in custody for the duration of her trial, she's facing 10 years behind bars if she's convicted of charges against her. Now, you know, there are reports that the U.S. is actively negotiating to get her back on American soil. But, guys, she could be facing 10 years.
Mm. Now, did you say she's got to stay in jail again for another 6 months?
No. She has to just stay in jail, you know, for the duration of her trial.
Got it.
Wow, man. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's an absolute nightmare.
Because according to Russian officials, they don't look at her as a political prisoner. They're like, nah, fam, she just broke Russian laws. So we're treating her like someone who breaks Russian laws.
And we're supposed to believe that.
Well, it's a blurry line that's easy to blur. You know, but obviously if the relationship, if Russia wasn't the kind of place that it was,
right,
in all likelihood, this would have just been settled and she'd be extradited and that'd be that.
And I said this, I was on All the Smoke podcast with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, and they asked me my thoughts on it. And, you know, obviously super, super passionate about what Brittany Griner's going through and getting her home and, you know, but also having a real conversation about, you know, the framing of, like, being illegally detained. But then went into, and they were like, you know, well, how do you feel if, you know, this was a higher profile NBA star? I was like, well, if there's a higher profile NBA star, this person wouldn't even be in this predicament. She wouldn't have had to travel the way that she had to travel.
Right.
And the reason she's traveling the way she has to travel is because of the wage gap.
Right.
And so this is really an indictment on what women in the WNBA are being paid, because if she didn't have to travel through normal customs or on a commercial flight to get there, this would have never happened.
And also the fact that they have to go overseas to make more money because they don't get paid enough here. So. Because
they're not paid enough money, and if she was treated like the star she really is, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Right.
So our good friends Tamika Mallory and my son are holding a pushing in prayer outside the Russian consulate this Wednesday at 6 p.m., 9 East 91st Street, just in hope to support Brittany in every way possible. So if anybody wants to join, they will be up there. But for now, we'll see how this plays out, guys. That's your Flashing Lights report. Time is 7:03, a high of 79 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Listen, y'all, the weather today, tomorrow, the next, I mean, it's that good stuff. Might want to take a half day. You know, what Beyonce said, forget your job. Something like that. Something like that, damn it. It's nice.
Release
out.
Your job.
There you go. Release it. Not forget it, right?
No.
And not quit it. She ain't doing that either.
Release is close, but.
Big Frida will get you. Big Frida will have you out here at the club all the time without a job.
But 75 degrees and sunny at noon, that's release your job weather. 100%.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg, good morning. The sun is out and I'm happy about it. Yo, yesterday it really was trying to rain outside, fam.
Well, I mean, that's what weather does. Weather be weathering. But I'll tell you right now, today, today, I just stepped outside, and it was like taking a hit of drugs. That's how nice it was. I was like,
was
this
it like
is
a half a Zanny before a flight?
It felt full drizzy out there. It's crazy how nice it is. So shout out to the rain.
That was a drizzy joke. I don't know anybody up here taking Zannies like that.
Half a Zan? Sure.
Before I land. But hit me with the congratulations. I played myself. Because
congratulations, you played yourself.
Man.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. I don't play.
So I come out the office, my Apple offices, and yesterday afternoon, and it's dumping outside. It's dumping. But it's that kind of summer rain where you're like, all right, this will be over in a second. Let me just chill. And so I played the wall. I'm just chilling, you know. But I got to get Issa. Issa's getting back from her first day at camp. You know, she's going to the camp. She get on the bus, and they go out to the campsite, and it's, you know, summer camp. So I don't want to be late. So I said, damn it, I threw my little jacket over my head. I start walking in the rain. It's dumping, pouring rain. About halfway down the block, it just stops raining. I could have waited 30 more seconds, man. I didn't have to be all drenched. Hit me with the button for not
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Oh, man.
Socks wet, shoes wet.
Oh, nothing worse than that.
Yo, I could have waited 30 more seconds, man.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, another congrats news.
Behalf of all the MAGA patriots in America, I want to thank you for the historic victory for white life in the Supreme Court yesterday.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. That's what she said. Hit the button on that. We hit it yesterday.
Congratulations. Right? You played yourself.
And she is a Republican from the state of Illinois, a representative. And I was at a MAGA rally in Illinois with Trump standing right behind her, if you missed it. And yes, you heard that correct. She said, victory for white life in the Supreme Court.
What?
Now her people, her team coming out saying, no, she misspoke. It was a victory for the right to life.
Of course.
Are we buying that? Are we picking up what they putting down? Are we buying what they selling? I go to Shawnee Culture.
So she didn't mean white life. She meant right to life. Nah, I'm not going for it.
You're not going
for it? I'm not having it. I'm not having it. Not
Laura Stiles, I'm looking at the expression on your face.
Lord have mercy.
You buying it?
Come on, man. No, get out of here.
Hit the button.
Yo, that is crazy.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I know Rosenberg ain't buying it. He's giving it no time.
No, I don't. I actually do buy. I buy it that she was trying to say something else because I could see her correcting herself, but it was just a Freudian slip, so it doesn't matter.
Because you know what I'm saying? Like, she was thinking.
Yeah, like she went. She did go white life. She made a face of like I said the wrong word, but that's because it was a Freudian slip.
She said exactly what you wanted to say.
Yeah, Sean, if you watch the video and you don't hear the video, you can see her kind of adjust what she's messed up, but. Yeah, that's what happens when you say what you're really thinking out loud on a microphone.
Right. It's white. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
She paused after white. That's all. She didn't make no expression, though.
No,
there
wasn't
no expression. So there was a slight pause after she said white. Like, damn it.
So it could have been.
It fell out of my mouth.
Maybe she wanted to say white power, and it was like, oh.
No, she said white life. White life. Laura, what you got today?
So we haven't really gone in on this, guys, but we have to. I'm sure you've seen the video of Rudy Giuliani at ShopRite.
Yo, he got smacked so crazy, they knocked him to the ground.
Oh,
arrest
my
whoever
God.
That was that put their hands on Rudy Giuliani.
So, well, let's. Laura, you want to hear him explaining it?
Oh, yes.
This is from 77 WABC.
Okay.
Here's Rudy.
Nice place. I come here. First thing I have to do is I have to use the men's room. So I get out, I walk to the men's room, I come out of the men's room, a group of people are around me, hugging me, kissing me, telling me Andrew's great. And all of a sudden, I feel a shot on my back.
A shot.
Like somebody shot me. I went forward, but luckily I didn't fall down. Lucky I'm a 78-year-old who's in pretty good shape. Because if I wasn't, I'd have hit the ground and probably cracked my skull.
Okay, all right, oh. All right, fam.
Fam, there's another quote that says, from Deadline, it says, I could have fallen down. Elderly people die most often from falling down. That could have been me.
Wow. Yo, if you watch the video, your man got touched on the back. It was a slap is too much to even say.
Slap.
It's a pat. Yeah. It's like a pat on the back.
It was a pat on the back.
You guys weren't there. You're not walking in Rudy Giuliani's shoes. You don't know what that felt like.
I just
the fact that
video
he used
too.
The word shot. He said, I felt like I've been shot. That, yo.
And he didn't fall.
Watch the video. It's ridiculous.
Yo, Shani, not only did he not fall, he didn't move.
He didn't even move.
He didn't even stumble. It wasn't even like a
hard tap. He just kind of looked over like...
Man. Yo, Rudy Giuliani's... I mean, the whole Giuliani family gets one of these. Huh?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
He's got a daughter that wants nothing to do with him, but man, man oh man. Rosenberg, what you got today?
Mine is actually going to be to the internet, to Twitter, who always feels the need to have conversation about everything. Because yesterday, you guys probably saw, there was a lot after the BET Awards. There was so much criticism on Twitter for Diddy's tribute performance. And specifically, how are you going to talk all about Kim Porter with Young Miami right there? How are you going to shout out Cassie with Young Miami right there? Yo, if you didn't have love for that Diddy tribute and the level to which he showed his love for Kim Porter, say what you want about Diddy, okay? There's plenty of things people could say. Yo, that trip, I didn't see it in full until yesterday. I watched it beginning to end yesterday. Yo, I was tearing up watching that.
Yeah,
that,
man.
That Kim Porter part, the people acting like they didn't understand. Yo, that was the mother of his children. That was his best friend for years and years and years. And I thought it was so beautiful that in his biggest moment, he turned the biggest part into being all about her.
And his children were right there, too.
It was fantastic.
Yes.
It's their mom. It has nothing to do with his current relationship. And by the way, give Young Miami some credit, who probably was like, yeah, that's an important part of his life. What? Like,
yeah, he did the Biggie tribute, right?
And he did the I'll Be Missing You. He flipped I'll Be Missing You. He did the record, but he made it basically all about Kim. And then at the end,
video montage during the whole verse.
And did like a video montage on the stage. And then when it was over, basically shouted out other people he'd lost. Craig Mack, Black Rob, all these different people. But yeah, I thought it was beautiful, man. So to Twitter, y'all always looking for something. Sometimes you get this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41, Kyle Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, step to me,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Hey, ringing, Diddy, ooh. ringing. Hey.
Ebro, let me just add one more thing to that, the Diddy BET Awards conversation.
Yeah.
Because we already big up the BET Awards so heavy on this show, as everyone knows.
Where are we at? BET Awards!
But here's the thing. The BET Awards in addition to being the most entertaining of the award ceremonies, award shows, it also, Diddy could never be honored that properly, basically anywhere else.
That's what I'm saying.
They could do the Grammys, but they're not going to give you the Lox and Lil' Kim coming out for Benjamins. They're certainly not giving you Shine coming out to do Bad Boys. So, like, just shout out to BET because it was such a dope, dope tribute, man.
And you're hearing from voting member Peter Rosenberg.
That's right, the BET Awards.
I
didn't get to vote for this. I would have voted twice. And man, shouts to Busta too. They crushed it on Pass the Kvarcia. Sorry,
yo.
Pass the Ciroc this way. Right. Yeah. Pass the Ciroc, Ciroc this way. Oh, when did he hit these moves?
Yo,
when
he this had beat it. Came with on, the shoulder bop.
Yeah,
the little skip across the stage.
Fire, fire.
Yo, facts. Yeah, man, I love the BET Awards, man. It's good.
I would have liked 112. I would have liked a second of 112. I would have liked only you just for a minute.
Right, right.
I would have taken that. But so, let me not get picky.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't get crazy, man.
No. It was damn good.
It was really well done. And just a second ago during Congratulations, You Played Yourself, where you were noting that people were upset that Carisha was there, who is Diddy's new boo. And he was, you know, having testimony and about Kim Porter, the mother of many of his children, and acknowledging her and Cassie. You know, when you think about Diddy too, and I think another important piece is I think he realizes that his success, his ability to move around and do all these great things, is because of all of the strong women that supported him.
Yeah,
and took care of, you know, the family, his mom, Kim Porter, right, Misa, Justin's mom. You know, there's a lot of women in there that made it possible. And a lot of dudes, that's where they fail. Your ability to go and run around and do all the stuff you're able to do is because there's somebody holding you down and making sure your kids are straight.
That's facts.
Otherwise, you ain't moving around like that, bro, if you want to make sure your kids is right.
It's so crazy. I don't remember who we were interviewing on One Ep recently. Some artist of the glory, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, glory days. And they were talking about how basically they had kids at the time that they were moving around crazy. And now that they were adults, like true adults raising children, they're like, how are we moving around like that? Like, what were our loved ones back home doing? Like, they completely missed out on childhood. If you don't have people to hold
somebody
you down.
Somebody was busting their ass. A parent, right? A mom, a grandma. Somebody was busting their ass to make sure your kids had what they needed. That's how you was moving around.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the only way. It's crazy. So that was a beautiful testimony, I thought, and really, really powerful.
Go ahead, Diddy Love. Diddy Love Combs.
Love.
Yo. You know?
And also Mary. Damn, Mary sounded good. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Mary's in a zone right now.
Phew.
Speaking of, I think there's this Apple Music Live event coming. I'm gonna keep it close, but I may have y'all may be able to get on my guest list. We done built something for Mary J. Blige to pay tribute to Mary J. Blige. It's so crazy.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Really?
Yeah, it's a little invitation only situation. You know what I'm saying? Mary in a small venue, you don't get to see that, bro. Like only a couple of thousand people and Mary J. Blige doing the Heat Rocks.
I mean, she's really still got it.
Yo, and she's beautiful right now too, right? Like glowing. Glam. Mary. She's somewhere in Jersey or New York listening to the show. We love you, Mary.
Do that Mary dance. Do that Mary dance.
Know you raising your kid right when you driving around to this, and your kid 7 years old could do the whole Keith Murray verse. You raising your kid right. Shout out to Mr. Murray.
Strong Island, what up?
I know the answer is in front of me, but when you think you're in love, you wanna see what you wanna see.
Keith Murray mad at me right now.
What'd you do?
Something you
I
did.
I forgot his Summer Jam tickets again.
Again? The key word was again.
Yeah, it was too long. Messed up, man.
Sucks.
I mean, but listen, Keith has my contact, too. That can hit him with the button also. Because he should have went elsewhere.
Yeah,
knowing
Keith,
right away.
Rosenberg, man.
You could have hit me.
Yo, and that, also,
that's my job, is making sure rappers get
their
ticket.
Back on the show, too. Keith Murray wants his segment. The crazy mind of Keith Murray wants that segment back.
That was fire.
I think it's the magical mind.
Was it the magical mind?
Now you're calling them crazy.
It was it the most beautifulest mind?
Ooh, the most beautifulest work.
That's too much.
The most
too
beautifulest
long, right?
Mind of Murray?
Yep. Sounds pretty good.
Turn that up.
Hit Shawnee with the button for playing the version without Keith Murray.
This is the version with Keith Murray.
Right here.
Come in.
Hey. Right after this break.
See, be patient, man.
Yeah,
be happy.
With the button for not being patient.
My style is major flavor. And my nom be on my hip like my scotch. All I really want to do is be happy and take it to the streets in Buffalo, Bamba Beach, and have mad properties.
Yo, that joint right there, man. Still. Timeless, man.
Crazy. Classic.
Feels so good. Call right now. We got another Juan.
Yeah.
Oh, oh. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
It is technically DJ John because his name is Juan, which is John. But see, DJ Juan, his real name is John in real life. And then goes by Juan. It's all a mess. We understand. But you get it.
No, his,
wherever you are.
No, his name is John, and he goes by Juan.
That's what I just said.
Oh.
DJ John. I said DJ John goes by Juan. DJ Juanito. But his real name is John. You're really named Juan. So you're technically a John. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Apparently not.
To me, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot, man. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yo, Cash Juan, what do you got?
It's a lot. Listen, caller, we're looking for somebody, and we're going to give you a $100 gift card for, you know, 4th of July. You can get your fridge right, and everyone who wins qualifies for the grand prize, a grill, and you get barbecue fixings. Get it popping this weekend.
That's a nice gift.
That is pretty nice.
Come with the food, man. Those sweets are expensive out here right now.
Yeah, and you get a grill.
Well, if you call right now, Laura's going to ask you a question, and the rate at which you respond to said question determines your level of intellect on this program.
So let's see.
I'm ready.
You're not. You're never ready.
I'm always ready.
Psh, stop it.
Lie.
Stop it. You didn't even pick up on what I was putting down with you being Juan, but really it's John. And John being Juan, but really he's John. You feel what I'm saying? You was too slow for that.
Cass is a real Juan.
He is a real Juan.
Listen, all I know is that I'm Juan. Don't call me John.
What about Juan Cho?
Yes, Juan Cho is a go.
Juan Cho is a go. I like it.
All right.
Today. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Sean.
Pierre Pondeline.
Pierre.
I'm here. What's up, fellas? How you doing? Good morning.
Peace to the God, man. Thanks for checking in, Pierre. We got a question for you. And you get some gift card action and a grill maybe and a bunch of other stuff. Laura with the question.
All right, Pierre. So Barbie is trending right now. You know, there's a new movie that's in the works with Margot Robbie as Barbie. So can you tell us who is Barbie's boyfriend?
Ryan Gosling?
Well, no, what character?
I like the real life.
Yeah, what character is Ryan Gosling playing?
Ken.
Yes.
But in our real life.
He is playing Ken, and Ken is Barbie's boyfriend.
Strong guess.
That was well done. He gets extra points for that.
Yeah, you do. You do get extra point for that. Okay, cast one, what is Barbie's real full name?
Barbie's Barbara Bush.
Yo,
really?
Barbara Millicent Roberts is her full name.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Barbara Millicent. I never knew
Millicent
that.
Roberts.
Another reason I don't like Barbie. Barbara Millicent Roberts. That's out of here. Yo, Pierre, you getting laced up. What does he get, Cash Juan?
He gets a $100 gift card and He qualifies for the grand prize, which is a grill and barbecue fixing.
There it is. Yo, man.
All right, let's go. I appreciate it. Thank you, fellas.
Nah, it's love. It's love. Hang on, Pierre. Keep it locked. Laura Styles, flashing lights. Up next.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, I just want to play you this audio. I know we mentioned it yesterday, but I want to play you this audio of Kendrick Lamar on stage supporting women's rights. So we'll discuss it all coming up in the flashing lights report.
Yo, I love this record right here. This amazing record right here. I ain't going to hold y'all up. But Cass One, you know what I need right now?
What's that?
I need that Beyonce right now. Get the energy right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Release your job. Hey.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
It's meditation music. If you think about it, it says release the stress. Release, let it go. Stop holding on to all that. Also, release your wiggle. It's very important. I like when the ladies release their wiggle.
I mean, talk about it.
Let it wiggle, man.
Release that wiggle.
Let it.
That's going to be the line, really, you know what I'm saying?
Release the wiggle.
Yo, release the wiggle. Just release the wiggle, man. You know what I mean?
Let's go flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready
lights.
For the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Now we touched on this yesterday, but I actually saw the video, and it's important because Kendrick Lamar was performing. He closed out his performance in the UK this weekend at Glastonbury Fest with Savior in a passionate theatrical performance. Now he did have a thorn crown.
That's a Tiffany custom thorn
it
crown, ma'am.
It is a Tiffany custom thorn crown on
it's
his head.
It's a bit much. It's a bit much.
With blood trickling down his face from the thorns.
Listen, Johnny, why? You don't know who made Jesus' crown.
It wasn't Tiffany.
How you know?
It wasn't Tiffany. It was 800 diamonds.
Wait, exactly. So Kendrick used a moment to slam the Supreme Court for overturning Roe versus Wade. Just here's a little clip.
Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for Jesus Christ. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed. Godspeed. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ.
Okay.
Yeah, he just kept going.
Well, ham.
He went ham.
Blood streaming down his face, too.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy.
The visuals are powerful. Like, whoa.
Yeah, it looks pretty neat. Whatever they're doing to have the blood start flowing looks pretty tight.
How did they make it, like, on cue? You know what I mean? Right. When he started
it was
going.
Like, as he got more intense, it was more blood dripping
right.
down
was
from
like,
the thorn
wow.
crown.
It's
is real.
Do
it's
that.
Guys, it's real. It's real. You know, the crown of thorns, you know, it's real.
Right, it's cutting his head.
Yeah, it's cutting his head.
I mean, stop it, Cash. You know people are not intellectually sound enough to know that you're joking.
Right. I mean, blood is always a bit, you know, much in general.
Well, that's the point. Blood makes impact. That's right. It's the same thing in wrestling.
And that's what
you have blood in the match, people go, "Oh, I saw something." Right. And it's the same thing with Kendrick on that stage, making you think.
Well, props to Kendrick Lamar and all the artists are using their voices to just bring awareness.
Facts.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:02, high of 79 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Laura, you didn't report on the must-see TV today.
What's the must-see TV?
The January 6th committee called like an emergency committee hearing today.
What now?
And they're they won't say who the witnesses that are going to testify. There was like this, it's got an ill tease. It had me captivated. I might tune into this episode. I've been skipping episodes.
All what right. time is this so, episode on?
Well, yes, tell us. What were they saying?
Man, I don't even know what time it's on. I think it's just like this afternoon. They have like, they took the phone of Donald Trump's ex-lawyer with had encrypted messages on it. There's some, it's 1 p.m., Louis says. It's must-see TV.
Mm.
They putting it on right in the middle of the day, too.
Is anything going to happen?
No, but it's...
Okay! That's how we all feel. Is anything going to happen?
Ain't nobody going to jail.
No.
I'm good.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Laura, you just sent over an article from New York Times here today. It says that NYC schools are forced to cut hundreds of teachers as funding drops. More than three quarters of district schools have lost enrollment. I've wiped their tears and assured them in the future is hopeful, even as I've told them I am leaving, one teacher said.
Ugh.
More than 1,000 New York City public schools are losing funds and must cut teachers under the budget negotiated by the mayor and the city council. Now, remember, there was added money. Is that what this is about? During the pandemic, school budgets were largely untouched, buoyed by federal aid. Now the city is saying schools must take cuts to reckon with the steep declines to the tune of over $200 million. So remember, some of these cuts were going to take place before the pandemic, if people recall, under de Blasio. Then the federal aid came in during the pandemic and shored up situations with, you know, the remote learning that was trying to have happen, et cetera, et cetera. But now we're here again. And now we're here again with a lot of other things, too, even rent.
Oh, absolutely.
We didn't spend a lot of time on the rent increases that are about to start smacking people.
They already have, Ebro. They already have started. And if you don't have a rent-stabilized apartment, they're raising your rent hundreds
everywhere.
And thousands of dollars out of nowhere. You will get, hey, your new lease, you have to pay $1,000 more a month. $500, $800, whatever. Before I moved out of my apartment, before I purchased my new home, they raised my rent $2,100.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Wait, what shot? It.
Yeah.
They said $2,000 a month?
Yes. And they were like, oh, it's market price. Wow. I was like, what?
They say housing demand in New York City is pre-pandemic levels. The demand is way up. And the prices are going to reflect that.
They don't care.
All
they
of that rent freezing care. And coverage, all that pandemic coverage, that's a rap ski.
And for the schools, public schools, we all know they've been severely underfunded. Sheesh, we were giving teachers and hearing their letters on how, like, we were in tears reading them on the air, trying to help out with a little $1,000 just to help certain classrooms.
That's right.
So they're underfunded. So parents are making the tough choice, and the ones who can, by the way, of taking their kids somewhere else. And they continue to cut these funds. And the few kids that are left, and they're cutting the classes down, too, because they're like, oh, there's not enough enrollment. Well, why do you think? There's not enough resources. Teachers are using their own money, and they're already underpaid and begging for help. You know how many times I'm retweeting and posting Amazon wish lists for simple things? Like school supplies?
Nearly 77% of New York City district schools, about 1,200 of 1,600 in the system, have seen enrollments decline and are facing the budget cuts after Mayor Eric Adams and the city council agreed to a municipal budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. The budget reversed a policy under the previous mayor, Bill de Blasio, to keep funding for individual schools steady during the pandemic.
Why aren't we supporting our public schools?
Because
why?
People are leaving them, Laura.
But why do you think they're leaving them?
Because they don't have faith in the way they're run.
there's poor people who have no choice. They cannot afford private schools.
And I agree with you, and I hear you, but I want to welcome you to the United States of America, where we've talked about many times on this program, we don't care about poor people enough. And then when poor people run into problems and can't function in society, we lock them up, mistreat them.
And also, people in theory want to do good things for the schools. But once it becomes time for them to make a decision on their kids, they go, you know what? We're going to go to private school.
Y'all not experimenting on my kid.
The ones that have that luxury.
Well, that's the point. That's my point. Welcome to the United States of America.
Right, that if you can, if you have the option, you're out. That's the problem, though, Laura. Like, so many people that I know will tell you, like, oh, my God, I want to support the public schools, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool. You move to a neighborhood where the public schools aren't great. It would be helpful if someone like you who has money, maybe a little bit of influence, et cetera, would send your kids to that school because you can be effective in helping that school. But they go, no, not with my kid. I'm just sending them to private school. And it just continues on and on.
I'm just talking about the people who don't have the luxury of having a friend that has influence or money. People who are just working three jobs.
I know, but I'm putting it is on the people who have the money and influence to not do it when push comes to shove. Because
right.
the people
I see what
you're talking
saying.
About don't have the option. They can't. This is the circumstance they're dealt. This is where their kids go to school. Their kids go to school there. Boom. You need help from other people to try to make these schools better. And oftentimes people don't want to do that.
Yeah, but I'm still not taking the blame from the city or the mayor and his choices.
Well, so what ends up happening when you're running a business is if enrollment is down and you're using resources for these kids, they can't justify using the resources is what they're exactly saying. So they make cuts.
I mean, listen, in this country in general, we do not prioritize education. It gets nothing relative to everything else we spend money on in this country.
And we wonder why we continually have the problems we have.
Right, and why we're slipping behind other countries in terms of our productivity.
Slipping behind, slipped.
I mean,
been slipped. Behind.
Been crushed. Yes.
Losing ground. Absolutely. So. And there's parents listening right now whose kids are in public schools and they're dealing with the frustration all the time. Of not having resources, of not having things. And there's teachers who, like you said, Laura Stiles, who reach out to us and we try to help out, who are dealing with trying to keep kids motivated and make sure that the school-to-prison pipeline has less people in it. Because that's why they're continually building jails. Because they know that the way our system works, when you don't have support at the elementary school level, at the high school level, they know where you're headed and plan for it. Which takes us back to Roe v. Wade, where you are forcing people to have children under circumstances where they don't think they're ready because they want to give a better opportunity to their children. You already have people who are having children in circumstances that are undesirable anyway. And aren't getting what they need and the support that they need. And now in many states around the nation with this Roe v. Wade decision, you're forcing other poor people to have to make a decision. And once again, they're prepared for these children for cheap labor, free labor, prison beds. Mayor Adams, we've had a conversation with Mayor Adams and how passionate he is even about the failures at the public school level. So I would love to hear his response to this because he knows that a majority of the people at Rikers have learning disabilities. Remember, Eric Adams had a learning disability. He's passionate about this. He actually has expanded the Gifted and Talented program so that more black and brown kids could get into it. And he's expanded the summer work program so that more kids could get money over the summer. I think he doubled it. So there's definitely work that Mayor Adams knows needs to be done. The question is, how are you going to pay for it?
I had something much less important that I wanted to bring up.
Not right now, Rosenberg, which is much less important. Not right now. Okay, now. What you got?
All right, cool. I just need a gap. So yesterday, after much conversation about what was going to happen with the Brooklyn Nets and whether or not they would be broken up, Kyrie Irving has decided to opt in to his $37 million option for 2022-2023.
Now, this is days prior to this signing yesterday and this decision to stay with the Brooklyn Nets. It was about 2 days of his Kyrie going to the Lakers, the Knicks, the Clippers. His team submitted a list of teams.
Yeah.
As he thought about what's possibly out there for him. Now, is this a reality check for Kyrie that nobody was interested? Or did he always intend to go back to the Brooklyn Nets? What do we gather from this?
I guess it's a matter of what do you want to believe. Because the friendly version that came out and described it made it sound like it was Kyrie's choice. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, reported it as follows.
Is that how you say that man's last name? Say it again.
Wojnarowski. Yeah, just go with Woj. Without the ability to find a sign-and-trade deal, Kyrie Irving plans to exercise his $36 million option for next season and return to the Nets. So, with that happening, regardless of the reasoning behind it, that means KD is coming back too. They're going to run this whole thing back again for the Brooklyn Nets. Now, my favorite part of this whole thing was Kyrie Irving's quote immediately after this happened. Quote, "Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall."
Lead us into tomorrow, Kyrie. Let's go, baby.
I stand with Kyrie.
Why was that quote? Like, it sounded like it was from Dr. King. You opted in for $36 million to play basketball next year.
He's leading us into tomorrow, Rosenberg.
What is tomorrow?
Who
is us? Where are we going? What are you talking about?
We're back to the playoffs. The Nets are going back to the playoffs.
I'm
that's
so
where.
Confused.
Yo, I'm what so are you confused about?
Is Yo, tomorrow. This is the friend.
Yo,
this
they
is
went
the
to the
friend.
Playoffs last year, played 4 games together. Imagine when they play 25. Exactly. Kyrie's going to show up for 30% of the season, and we're going to go somewhere.
Shut up, you don't That's even right. watch.
I watch when it comes to the playoffs and the championships, and I stand with Kyrie.
I mean, listen, if you only watch the playoffs and the championship, let me tell you what you didn't do this year. Stand anywhere near Kyrie because it wasn't happening.
Right, I still stand with him.
The Boston Celtics swept them out of town.
He stood with Kyrie at a local pub.
Exactly. Yeah,
and watching television.
Listen,
you stood with Kyrie at the bar watching the game.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? When you stand with somebody, you stand with them when they down and they
all the time.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You stood with Kyrie because y'all didn't have seats at the game.
Exactly. Somewhere in Brooklyn.
Because y'all didn't have nowhere to sit down. Yo, Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Let's get it. Up next, Le Guru. That's right. Laura Stiles will pull together her ne'er-do-well cohorts.
Real
try
gurus.
To proclaim some sort of enlightened path for some...
Zen.
Blind emailer.
We're sending love to all our FOTS out there. Right, send us an email. Right. We're here for you.
That's
you
right.
Go. It's on Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41, Kyle Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
You know what today is the 25th anniversary of, Ebro?
Talk to us.
All right, I'll give you a hint. To everyone here. The craziest sports moment maybe in our life that we were all watching live when it happened and said, what the hell just happened?
25th anniversary.
25th anniversary.
June 28th, 1997. Here's a hint. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Boxing?
There you go.
Okay.
Boxing?
Because I'm like, that's
97, summer.
Tyson? Something Tyson with something?
The ear bite?
Bite.
The ear bite.
Wow. I got it.
Wow. The ear bite.
Yo, man. That party. Were all of you at a party when it happened?
The ear munch.
I don't think so.
I don't remember. Where I
was. He was like, who cares? It's a fight anyway. I was like, wait, what?
Yo, don't do generic. Don't do the generic.
That's what he
Mike
did.
Voice. No. Shawnee, you're better.
It just came back to
my... I like, yo, Shawnee, I liked you, generic Mike.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, why did you bite his ear, Mike? He was like, oh, kids, it's a fight anyway.
You sound that Irish.
By the way, not only Silver does it... Not only does it not sound like Mike Tyson, it doesn't even sound like a bad impression of Mike Tyson.
All right, but that's
what he said, man.
It doesn't
sound like anything, man.
What did he say?
Shawnee,
like
I think
Irish.
You did a great job, man.
Thank you very much. You know what I'm saying?
Great contribution to the program.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? I tried. It's a fight anyway.
You know what I'm saying? You did. You tried a voice. You threw it out there. You know what I mean? Damn. Our whole show is improv. Damn. You know what I'm saying? We just
did his best.
Flying. We swinging from the. We swinging, shooting from the hip.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, see, it's me, Mike Tyson. I bit him and I didn't care.
Exactly. It's a fight anyway.
Then he threw
see?
A pirate in there. Was like, ah, off with his ear, matey.
Timbers. I bit his ear, matey.
It's a fight anyway, hey.
Let's go. The Guru's in here.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura at gmail.com. That's right. That's the email. You send us your email and the gurus will unite to fight for what's right. Shawnee Coltrane burns the sage.
Cleansing the energy.
Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises. Tell us who needs us out there.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. Get us those questions before the holiday weekend.
That's right.
So we can help save your life live. Maybe for this weekend. Maybe you need to figure something out. You have to deal with in-laws this weekend. Or, you know, a pressing family issue.
Right.
Reach out.
Or an uncle at the barbecue.
It could be anything. That's right. Good morning, everyone. I'm a huge fan. In the summer of 2019, I broke up with my boyfriend looking for something better. I'm Thai and he's Paki. We didn't care, but his mother did, and it was a strain. In addition, after being together for 8 years, he said he never proposed because he knew his family wouldn't agree with it, especially because they are Muslim and I was not going to convert. This tore me up because I did not want to just be his girlfriend forever. I wanted a husband and kids. Muslim men can marry a non-Muslim woman as long as she believes in God. I am now 34 years old, no children, no husband, just a horrible dating life that goes nowhere after about 6 weeks. My friends cheer me on that you can break up with anyone for any reason, But as for the last 3 years, I got nowhere I thought I would be in my life. As I'm pushing up in age, I'm losing hope I will be married and able to have kids. So I'm starting to think I should have just stayed with him. In your honest opinion, am I dumb for what I did? Should I have stayed? Or is it okay to have value and in yourself and want to move on, even if you never get what you want?
Well,
I like that.
I love it. And I think you did the right thing. And right. I think you've yet to recover from doing the right thing. You got to give yourself grace and time.
Yeah.
And I think it is hard to get older, both men and women, and realize what you thought you was going to be doing. It ain't happening that way.
You had this dream of what it was going to look like.
Man, that's just life. It don't always play out the way you want it to play out. And you got to lick your wounds, accept, hug the L. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And realize that you spent time with someone that wasn't ready to fight for what you were willing to fight for. That's all.
Right. Because the thing is with her, as you stated, not recovering from in this pandemic and it's 3 years and it's on and off kind of 6 weeks and then they fall apart. It's now making her reflect if she did the right decision. But you did. You followed your gut. It didn't feel right for you and you moved on. And you have to honor that part of yourself that felt like this is it's time to go and don't live with the regrets. And it's also important that you honor that part and respect it.
And Shawnee, had this really been the wrong thing to do? The dude could have come back around and been like, yo, I was wrong. I need to marry you. Let's get this right.
Right.
We should do it all.
He didn't do that.
Right.
He didn't do that. So you made the right choice. And I'll just say this. You know, Shawnee and I always have a saying. Mm-hmm. Life is short.
Sure.
But life is long.
Talk about it.
And right now, the last 3 years, it's been a life is long sort of moment. It's felt endless and hard. And trust me, I feel you. But also trust me that life can start then turning around quick. Mm-hmm. And you can think you're hopeless and, oh, I'm 34. I'm never going to find anyone. Right. I see
the
it.
Clock
I get
is
it.
Ticking.
Then you meet someone at 35, you're engaged at 36, you have kids at 37. It will happen fast. Relax. You got time. Be patient. Like Ebro said, have some grace for yourself. You didn't make the wrong decision. Right. Just be patient.
Yeah. And it's also a lesson, though, because when you're dating somebody, you have to make sure you guys want the same goals or at least can live with each other's differences. Like, true. Make sure you bring up, listen, you got to bring up everything from religion.
Yeah.
Facts.
To
education.
Education, food, political beliefs, vaccinations.
Talk about
finances.
Finances.
Family.
You have to.
Extended family.
Yeah. If y'all ain't on the same frequency, going in the same direction, it's going to be an issue down the line. So
now,
maybe you didn't have that discussion
because
they were attractive.
I'm not a guru, and women my entire life have hated when I said this.
Mm-hmm. But here you go.
Here we go.
You're going to have to negotiate, ma.
Oh, yeah.
Now's the time for you to, everybody think that they don't have to pivot.
Meaning if you're looking for perfection.
Or conform.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or negotiate, whatever term you want to use to make yourself feel good about the fact that whatever the list of items is.
Or the boxes.
You need to figure your list out and say, okay, here's my non-negotiables.
Right.
And here are the things where, you know, let's figure if we could come to some understanding and terms on.
Right.
No, there's a lot of people running around out here that think that they don't have to negotiate when it comes to figuring out and customizing the rest of your life.
You have to.
He's got
to
have this type of job. He's got to dress nice and wear these type of shoes.
And I also need him to be funny. And I also need him to be this. And I mean,
if he's not 5'11", we're not even talking.
He's got to be at least 6 feet tall. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when it comes down to it, because there's been some successful relationships where there was compromise. A friend of mine at first was like, she's Muslim. She's like, I can never get married. She falls in love with someone who's not. He's not willing to convert. But, you know, at the end, she was like, yo, he's a wonderful person. Everything else is great. They're in a successful marriage now, and they have a child.
Right.
But you have to be able to Ebro's point, negotiate certain things that you're okay with. And non-negotiables, make sure you put that up front.
Facts.
Quick, let them know how you feel and where you stand.
Right.
In 2018, the Knicks were going to make a play at Kyrie Irving. Now they're talking about just settling for Jalen Brunson. Things change. Options change. Okay? Not everything remains the same. And also to the point you guys just made, I actually sat down this weekend for some personal stuff. My therapist had given me this questionnaire to fill out before marriage. And
dang,
since Natalie and I just got engaged.
The therapy,
I like that. I like that, though.
Yeah,
we sat,
yeah.
Fill out this questionnaire.
We sat down Sunday. And Natalie and I did this entire questionnaire. We didn't write it. We just talked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was 30 questions to ask before you get married.
Okay.
It was awesome. I really recommend looking around for things like that when you're getting serious with someone, to Ebro's point, to talk about the important, important, deep issues and how you're each affected by it.
Any eye-openers? You don't have to say what they are, but were there a few?
Only if you feel comfortable.
That document, man. Let's put that up on the ground.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, said that.
Let me ask if that's appropriate. Yeah, okay. I can ask. But no, Shawnee, honestly, the eye-openers for me was I'm really happy with this decision. You know, like, right. It was such a great conversation. There was no issue. We hit a couple things that we said. There was one that was, is there anything you want your partner to change?
Mm.
And I think that conversation for both of us was interesting. But none of it was like, it was just... What are your priorities on money? How were you taught to, how did your parents show you affection as a child?
Mm.
All of these things about kind of just establishing who you are. Super useful, so you don't end up in a spot like the emailer today.
Right.
Where they could have figured it out probably way earlier. But hey, it's not too late. You'll figure it
but
out.
But also, too, facts. Remember, you're only 34 to the person emailing. Way earlier would have been your 20s. And unfortunately, many people in their 20s, they think their plans are going to work out perfectly.
Facts.
Right.
And we don't have to negotiate, and we don't have to worry about this, and all of this is going to be fine, and I look good, and he looks good, and we're going to be in love, and we're going to love each other
right.
forever, and my boobs will never sag, and his right. penile gland will always work, and we'll have no problems.
Yeah. Ignore a lot of that social media stuff you see and the memes that be like the perfect person is going to come out of the cloud.
There is no perfect person.
Yeah. Facts.
So we all agree. We don't think you made the wrong choice, but make sure it's a learning experience for you and be upfront next time. So say los gurus and non-gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No new weakness.
Yo, that guru gong still popping, man. When I came in, oh, man. When I hit.
Yeah, I'm glad I thought of that.
Oh, gosh. All right, coming up in the Flash and Light Report, Cardi B made a major announcement. This is big. I'll explain coming up, Flash and Lights.
I've been a throw up the sex in a...
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, step swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Flashing lights time would be amazing. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashlights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Right now, I'm going to put you onto some tickets to see Kid Cudi for his 2022 World Tour here at the Barclays Center on September 12th with Don Toliver, 070 Shake, and more. Tickets on sale at AEGpresents.com. But we're hooking you up right now. Call in number 9-800-223-9797. Now, Cardi B made a big announcement.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's been teasing new music, a new album, and it's time. You know, it's been a minute. It's been like a couple years.
The technical difficulties are over.
I hope so.
Let's go.
I hope so. But on Instagram, she officially announced her new single. It's called Hot-ish. Cardi B, Kanye West, and Lil Durk.
Okay. Kanye West, Cardi B.
It's out.
I didn't see
July
that coming.
First.
So I didn't have that on my bingo card.
Right?
I'm here for it. Listen, the way Kanye sound on that Fabio still, every time I hear that, I mean, listen, Kanye's annoying as hell. Dress is psychotic. But damn it, he be making some heat now and then. Kanye still got some gas in the tank, y'all, is my point.
That's true.
Oh, absolutely.
Coming to that music.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Very excited about
it. It's
that.
A lot of, I can't even imagine.
Unfortunately, his psychological tank sometimes is near E, but
right.
That's a different tank. His music tank?
No, it's still full.
It's still there. But I can't even imagine the amount of pressure Cardi B has for this album.
I mean, there's no way around it, Cardi. If you hear this message, there is no way around it. Walk right through it. Take whatever comes with it. Put the best music out you can find. Be yourself. That sophomore album, especially after you have an opening album like that, there is no way around it. Nothing will make it easy. Other than just ignoring the noise and putting out the best heat you can.
We're excited. In other news, something that I'm excited to watch. There's a new Menudo Forever Young, a four-part documentary series on HBO Max.
Wait. I used to watch Menudo.
They're the OG boy band.
Yeah.
Now, this is it's really interesting because remember there was a lot of dark rumors about what would happen in those groups and how the kids were interchangeable. As soon as they were like 16, 17, they got kicked out.
Isn't that what the K-pop bands do now? It'll be like 9 of them, and then they switch people out.
Some of them are like that, yes. Yeah. And you know, there was a lot of dark rumors about sexual assault. You know, molestation. Yeah, yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
It's all in there.
It's very dark, but it's a four-part documentary piece. Ricky Martin was not a part of it, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say Ricky Martin was in the original Menudo. Yes.
I mean. A version of it, because there's so many versions, you know? He's probably the most famous one.
But he was like, I'm not helping with this documentary.
I guess he didn't want to be a part of it, but they interviewed a lot of the old members.
Got it.
Yeah, but it's really interesting. That's your Flashing Lights report. Time is 8:53. Today is a high of 79 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Anybody going to jail today? January 6th. Committee meeting, big witnesses.
No.
Please.
No.
Big phone records talk.
Unless any of them slap Giuliani on the back, they ain't going to jail.
Right.
Facts.
Yeah, yo. It's sad, bro.
Podcast listeners, Summer Jam Through the Years is a documentary-style podcast mini-series exploring four summer jams through four decades, hosted by me, Laura Stiles. All episodes of our first season are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. Check it out to hear stories from behind the scenes like Jay-Z and Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson!
The year Nicki Minaj refused to perform.
I know there's some chicks here waiting to sing Starships later. I'm not talking to y'all right now.
And how the show went on despite COVID and a hurricane. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.